Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Bullyproofing Your Radio. This is Bullyproof. We are delighted to be here on the second broadcast episode day of Bullyproof. Amen. Well, welcome. Yesterday, we began our series, Under Pressure. We covered a lot of territory in just a little bit of time. We are truly focused on the topic of peer pressure. And peer pressure, as we talked about yesterday, is not limited to any age group or any atmosphere. It is designed to press upon you in a certain direction, whatever direction that spirit wants you to go in, because it is a spirit and it is a satanic spirit. It is a spirit of Satan. As we know, those of us who are familiar with the words of God, Satan has an agenda every day. And his agenda is to seek to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's been doing that since before the foundations of the world. He's been doing that. He had a divine assignment. He was created for a divine assignment by God the Father. And he became more confident and sure of himself than he ought to. And it caused him to be exiled from heaven, exiled from the assignment of God on his life. That's a heavy price to pay. And what we're trying to do as Christians, as believers, which is what a Christian truly is, a believer in Christ Jesus, a born-again believer in Christ Jesus who is developing their relationship with God. We are a part of the kingdom of God here on earth, and we need to know those things. That's the truth about us once we've been born again. We began our broadcast yesterday with our foundational scripture, but before we discuss anything further and recap any further, let's take the time out now to invite Holy Spirit into our presence collectively, as I hope we've done in private as well. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength today. Not just that we got up, but, Father, that we stayed up because you've allowed every breath in our bodies. Thank you that we have been purposed and assigned for this destiny in front of your word, God, at the table of your word, where the truth about us lies. We thank you, Lord God, for exposing the kingdom of darkness, exposing some of the things that we've gone through, that we've been suffering through, but thank God for your word that leads us in the direction of truth, of the wisdom of you. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you, as we've invited you, to be our partner in life. We invite you to this broadcast. We invite you to have your way within each and every one of us, wherever we are and wherever we're going. We invite you. We need your presence. We need you here with us to provide your knowledge and your wisdom, the grace that God has placed on the inside of you as a part of him, to lead us and guide us into all truth. So we thank you that now that we've asked you in, for your presence here with us. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who, if it wasn't because of, we would not be able to gather here before the table of your word and learn of you. So we thank you. We thank you for the sacrifice that you've given us in him. We thank you that he is the cornerstone of the reason why we are bullyproof. And we will begin to understand how to truly walk in that day by day, hour by hour, as we seek your face in your word. We thank you, God. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray and we give your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So our foundational scripture is Hebrews 2 and 18. Hebrews 2, verse 18. And these scriptures are going to come from the Voice version of the Bible. So that's Hebrews 2 and 18, our foundational scripture. Since he, being Jesus, has also been tested by suffering, he can help us when we are tested, glory to God. And we said pressure is defined as the use of persuasion, influence, or intimidation to make someone do something. A bully is known for these character traits. A bully also uses physical pressure, the continuous physical force extended on or against an object by something in contact with it. And this part of the definition I bring to you because it's been very real for some of us. We've had physical altercations and confrontations with those submitted to a bully spirit. And I say submitted to a bully spirit because it's a spirit. It's not the physical body that it's housed in. It's a spirit. And we had to go back and revisit the story of the serpent who Satan used in the Garden of Eden to speak directly to Eve, to speak to her in contrary of what God has spoken to Adam. Glory to God. And because this spirit was on the inside of the serpent, this spirit of Satan who seeks to kill, to steal, and destroy, his assignment toward Eve with his words was carried through because she received them. You have to be careful of the words that you receive from anyone, and then particularly from a bully, because their words will give you a vision of who you are if you receive those things. Speaking from personal experience years ago, and I praise God for deliverance from those words, but I was subjected to as a child because of an overbite I acquired, because of an injury, an accident that happened to me. I acquired an overbite, and what an overbite is, in case you are not aware, it's when your teeth are forced up into your gums and the way they grow back is the overbite because they may be larger than your other teeth. Your teeth may actually protrude some toward the outer of your mouth so that when you go to close your mouth, your lips does not protect others from seeing these particular teeth. So when people thought about me, other children that I was exposed to, I'll say that children into teenagers were exposed to me. The overbite was not called an overbite. The adversary, the enemy, the devil, put a name in particular on the overbite of beaver. Because if you think about a beaver, that's one of the beaver's attributes. Their front teeth are their foremost teeth, and they kind of stick out of their mouths. But they're for a purpose. They're for them to provide a service one to another and to themselves. It's how they live. It's how they survive. Well, I, of course, am not a beaver, but a young child being called such a name gives them a complex, and unfortunately, it causes them to receive that they're unattractive, that when people look at them, they find an object to be made fun of. So as a child, I suffered those things. I suffered those thoughts, unfortunately, because I received them. And why did I receive them? Because the words and words like them kept coming to me. They kept coming in verbal form. They were hurtful. They caused me to be ashamed of the way that I looked. And other things began to develop. Pimples, acne was really bad. So between the teeth issue and the acne, oh, the enemy just had a field day with my thoughts and my feelings, because unfortunately he knew that because of my previous responses, I would continue to respond in that way. And instead of things getting better in my thought process about myself, they got worse. So in turn, I considered myself ugly. And I could go on and I could go on, but there are a lot of people who need to hear this because they can relate. It's important to know that it's a lie, the saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words will hurt you more than a stick or a stone coming against your body. Believe me. Words have caused people to take their lives. I thank God that I am not one of those people that took their lives. Words can hurt. That's why it's important for us to have lessons such as this, to understand where the pressure of words comes from. God does not speak to us in those forms. He doesn't speak to us to tear us down, to manipulate us, or to tear us apart. He doesn't speak to us in those terms, and he calls for us not to speak to one another in those terms. But Satan, who seeks to kill, steal, and destroy, he can't do that any better than through words. That's why it's very important, as I said earlier, to be careful what you're receiving that's being said to you, that's being said about you, that's being said about where you're going. If it's not God speaking to you about where you're going, then it's Satan. And you need to know the difference between the two voices. So I'm glad you're here. Amen. So when we left off yesterday, we talked about how throughout the week we were going to tap into God's words regarding this pressure, this peer pressure that can meet you in the classroom, on the street, in music, in movies, in books, in conversations, and even in your dreams. God has developed a plan of escape in his words, in his Son, the living word, and the way, the truth, and the life, the light of the world, which is Jesus. So we're going to begin today to journey through his word. I'd like for you to join me, and as I name the scriptures and begin to read, take notes, write these scriptures down that you can go back and go over them and study them for yourself and get them into your heart, that when the adversary comes to you with this pressure, you have words of God to fight him back with. Proverbs 13:20. One who walks with the wise becomes wise, but whoever keeps company with fools only hurts himself. So if you have found yourself surrounded with those who always want to make fun of others in pursuit of good grades, clowning others' clothes, shoes, or hair, not knowing that person's financial status, or not recognizing that maybe that's just their style, or it's the best their parents or guardian can do for them. take this opportunity to get away from that bad company. Hang out with those on the road to success, those positive people. When you hear from them, they are encouraging others instead of bringing them down. They want the best for others, as they do for themselves. So meditate on Proverbs 13 and 20. That'll help you a lot. Romans 12:2. Do not allow this world to mold you in its own image. Instead, be transformed by the inside out by renewing your mind. As a result, you will be able to discern what God's will and whatever God finds good, pleasing, and complete. And that's Romans 12:2. Well, God's will is his word. Therefore, he has designed his words to renew your mind. But you have to be in his words in order for your mind to be renewed. If you tap into them daily and do what they say to, you will get the God kind of results in your life. Joshua 1:8 says, let the words from the book of the law be always on your lips. Meditate on them day and night so that you may be careful to live by all that is written in it. If you do, as you make your way through this world, you will prosper and always, not sometimes, but always, always find success. Glory to God. So far we have Proverbs 13, verse 20, Romans 12, verse 2, in reference to Romans 12, verse 2, we have Joshua 1 and 8. And yes, we're going to be in the Word throughout these broadcasts of Under Pressure. We are absolutely going to be in the Word of God because that's what we need in order to give the adversary, the devil, some words back, but not just any words, God's words. We need to open our mouths to the enemy, and now you'll be able to do so accordingly. So our next scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, any temptation you face will be nothing new, but God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can handle. But he always provides a way of escape so that you will be able to endure and keep moving forward. And the perfect example of God providing a way of escape in a bully situation would be, I would say it would be Daniel in the lion's den. And when you have the opportunity, I want you to go investigate Daniel's story. Daniel in the lion's den. That's an assignment for you for today after the broadcast. Look up Daniel. Read Daniel's story. God will always provide a way of escape. Then I would like for you to read about Abraham. Read Abraham's story, especially when it comes to his sacrifice of his son. A ram in the bush. That's all I have to say about that one. Okay, we're going to stay on topic. We're going to go to Galatians 1, verse 10. We're going to keep it moving, and you're writing these verses down because these are foundational for you in this word fight with the adversary. And it gives us a word fight because he also knows, as one who was once in God's good graces, that words are everything. Words are the foundation of success or failure. Always remember that words are the difference and the results between success and failure. Your words are everything. They mean everything. So please be mindful of what you say. Galatians 1 and 10. Do you think I care about the approval of men or about the approval of God? Do you think I am on a mission to please people? If I am still spinning my wheels trying to please men, then there is no way I can be a servant of the Anointed One, the liberating King. I think that speaks for itself. We're going to continue. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and meet me in verse 33. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning with verse 33. And we are going to meet from 1 Corinthians verse 33 throughout verse 34. 33. But don't be so naive. There's another saying you know well. Bad company corrupts good habits. Come to your senses, live justly, and stop sinning. It's true that some have no knowledge of God. I'm saying this to shame you into better habits. I'm going to read that again because we talked about that earlier when we talked about being around those of a good influence and not being around those who always want to talk about someone else in a negative manner. Not knowing their situation, not knowing anything about them except what they can see, and making light of what is not like everyone else, which, if the truth be told, God is looking for and has planted in us the things that are not like everyone else, to be a light to everyone else. But we'll talk about that. Let's go back into 1 Corinthians 15, verses 33 and 34. Let's just go over those one more time. It's so very important in dealing with pressure, especially the pressure of a bully or anyone operating in a bully spirit, anyone subjected to a bully spirit. But don't be so naive. There's another saying you know well. Bad company corrupts good habits. So if you know that you are doing the right thing, do not start hanging around a person or people who are doing negative things because everybody else thinks those negative things are cool. Those negative things are death, and death is all they're going to result in. Amen. Verse 34. Come to your senses. Get in the Word of God. Come to your senses. Live justly and stop sinning. It's true that some have no knowledge of God. I'm saying this to shame you into better habits. So in other words, if you know the Lord or you are getting to know the Lord, you absolutely are accountable for your behavior. It's already written in the Word of God how we are to live. You need to tap into this Word on a daily basis. You need to pray that Holy Spirit reveal these words to you and give you the full understanding that you can carry these words out, not only in your heart, but carry them out in your character, carry them out in your life before others, so that if they never open this book up, you are the living evidence that this book exists, that it is true. Walk by it. Live by it. Love by it. Glory to God. And our last two scriptures are going to be Proverbs 1 and 10 and Acts 5 and 29. So let's meet at Proverbs 1 and 10. Proverbs 1 and 10 says, "My son, should your less honorable peers pressure you to do what is wrong, you should be strong enough not to go alone." I'm going to read that again. "My son or my daughter, should your less honorable peers pressure you to do what is wrong, you should be strong enough not to go alone." That's Proverbs 1 and 10. Now let's look at Acts. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Acts chapter 5 and verse 29. And verse 29 says, "If we have to choose between obedience to God and obedience to any human authority, then we must obey God." We're going to read that one more time. "If we have to choose between obedience to God and obedience to any human authority, then we must obey God." And please don't take that as an opportunity not to listen to your parents, not to listen to your teachers in a school setting, not to listen to those in authority when you are out in the community. Go to God if you are unsure of how to respond. Do not ever just respond. Always be respectful. Always operate in the authority of God under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Please, let's walk accordingly and not take the words of God out of context. Boy, do I wish we had more time today, but we don't. However, I'm going to recap on the scriptures that we've gone over today. Proverbs 13:20, Romans 12:2, with an affiliation, with Joshua 1 and 8. So Romans 12:2 and Joshua 1 and 8 should be together. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 33 through 34. Proverbs 1:10. Please highlight Proverbs 1 and 10. That could have been a foundational scripture as well for these lessons under pressure. And Acts 5:29. So you should have 8 scriptures written down for reference and for study for the remainder of the day. Please get into, tap into, remain in the words of God as often as you can throughout this evening and throughout tomorrow when you have the opportunity until we meet again here on Blog Talk Radio at Bullyproof. We are bullyproofing your radio. We're actually bullyproofing your lives, glory to God. Father, we want to thank you for this time with you and in your word. Thank you for Holy Spirit, for the understanding, Holy Spirit, that you've provided. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the cornerstone of each and every word that is written. Help us to tap into what thus saith the Lord and not lean unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge you. And you will direct our path. That is your word. We hold you to it. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Anyone who does not know Jesus as Savior and Lord, please go to Bullyproof on Facebook.com. Meet us there. Go into the inbox. I need to speak with you immediately as we are out of time. We love you so very much here at Jesus is Hot Magazine's Bullyproof, where we are bullyproofing your radio. God bless you all. We love you. We'll see you again tomorrow at 5. Be blessed. Stay in the Word.